With me on the telephone is Deb Ray, bereavement expert and author. We are going to talk about the celebration of International Widows Day, which happens to be today. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Louis.
Can you tell us more about the research findings that you did?
Yes, the research identified that about half of people who are experiencing grief actually don't have the support that they need, and that there are about one in three deaths that are premature, which has an impact on the way we grieve, and particularly that people who were under 34 were more likely to report feelings of anger and loss and isolation.
Almost half of young women feel that they did not have the support they needed during their grief. Is that true?
Yes, that's what was reported in the research that was conducted. And it's not really that surprising that women would say that, because when you're grieving, it's really difficult to understand what's happening to you and how you could possibly manage, and you're going through lots of experiences that you may have never experienced before. You can be overwhelmed with information and feelings and emotions, and of course the people around us don't always know how to support us either. They might not have very much experience in dealing with grief, and there can be lots of misconceptions about how we grieve as well. So it can be really difficult to know what support you need and be able to ask for it, and for others to know how to support you as well.
How can people support someone who is grieving?
One of the first things to do is to understand that grief is an individual journey, that how we grieve and what will happen to us along the way is very different for each individual person. We can have an idea that there's a set time frame for when things should happen, and there are some particular things that we will see happen along the way at particular times, but really it's different for everyone. And when we just accept what's happening for that person at that particular time, we make life a lot easier for them as well. And there can also be an expectation on ourselves that we want to help the person, we want to fix them and make them feel better. But really we can't fix them. They need to grieve themselves in their own way. And we don't have to have all of the answers. We don't need to be able to give them advice. We just need to be able to be with them and create a space where they can express and deal with whatever's happening for them at that particular time.
You mentioned about misconceptions of the grieving process. Can you explain that, please?
Yes, and I think the biggest one is that there's a time frame. I know when my husband died, I thought that I just needed to get to the funeral and then things would get easier after that. And of course, after the funeral was when the grieving really started. And then I thought I just needed to get through the first year and I'd be okay. And you know, grieving doesn't have an end point. We don't get to a time or a day when we can say, okay, I'm over it now. Grieving is about learning to deal with what's happened with us and becoming a stronger person oftentimes from it. And it's also about how we integrate the loss that we've experienced into our life now. So we're able to live in the now, in the present, but hold those memories and the reminder of that person in our lives right now as well.
You mentioned in your press release that there is a couple of people who had undergone this grief process.
Yes, I've worked with lots of women who have experienced grief, and men as well, and also people who work with people who are grieving. So people in banks or financial advisors or solicitors who are trying to understand how you support a customer or a client who's grieving. And grief is grief. There are lots of things that are similar about it, whether we're a male or a female. It's just about understanding what's happening for us as an individual and understanding that we need to do things our own way. So if you have children, you'll have different experiences. If you've never had experienced a loss before, there will be differences for you as well. And it's about working through that. Some people get very angry. Some people experience no anger. So supporting people to go through what's happening for them.
What additional advice do you have for people who may be struggling with grief?
The first thing is to make sure that you stay connected. You have friends and family who might be able to help you, or there are other services in your community. Or if there aren't, then there are resources that you can access. So on my website, debray.com.au, there are plenty of free resources that can help you to connect with someone who's experiencing something the same as you. And that's really important, so that you feel understood. Now, you know that you're not going crazy, that a lot of the things you're doing and thinking have been experienced by someone else before. And it's also important that as much as possible that you look after yourself, which is physically and mentally. So try to get out of bed, have meals at regular times and do some exercise, but also look after your mental health. Make sure that you take time to relax and be with friends and do things that you enjoy so you can stay connected in the world around you. And of course, be realistic about what you can cope with now, because when you're grieving, there's lots of stress and things that you could do quickly or easily might take you a long time or it might be difficult to focus. So be realistic about what you can really do. And of course, maintain hope. It can seem like grieving just goes on and on forever, but it really is temporary. You really will get to a point where the pain isn't as intense and there are longer periods of happiness. Just hold out that hope and keep going.
We're speaking with Deb Ray, bereavement expert and author, in celebration of International Widows Day today. Last question, Deb. Where can people go for more information?
Yes. So if you can find people in your community who have experienced some type of grief, it's great to hook up with them. There's also lots of information on my website, debrae.com.au, and you can find some free resources there, or I've also written a book called Getting There, which is a support for people who are dealing with grief. I've experienced grief myself, so I can connect with you and support you through that process. And, of course, there are resources for people who are grieving, but if you're trying to support someone who's grieving, you can find some resources there. Or if you work with staff member or you have clients who are grieving, it can be really useful to access some resources so that you can understand what they're going through and you can educate yourself about it. How can I actively support them so I don't feel so uncomfortable and end up saying nothing?
Beautiful messages. Deb, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Louis. Okay. It was lovely to talk to you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.